Penguin Random House presents The Perfect 10. 10-minute workouts you can do anywhere. Written by Yasmin Karachiwala. Narrated by Gayatri Parajani. Prologue. Fingers versus bodies. If you're reading this book, chances are that you have typed and tapped your way to its purchase. Chances also are that you have typed and tapped your way to other things today. Never in the history of human existence has so much been accomplished by moving so little. Buying groceries, running businesses, fighting wars, these are now being mobilized more by fingers, not bodies. With cheerful gloom, I predict that in addition to the other troubles we may face as a planet, this is the war of the future, that between our fingers and our bodies. And if our fingers win, it means only one thing, our bodies lose. Bad things happen when our bodies are not being used for the purposes they are designed for. Obesity, diabetes, cardiac disease, cancer, they all come a-pinging. Our bodies were designed to move, to fight enemies, to conquer territories, to survive. Can you imagine if the first man sat on his gluteus maximus? The enemy, wild animals, crazy birds, whatever, approaches him, but he's preoccupied with sending flirty texts to the first woman? Uh-oh, too late. End of humanity. We are here because of our instincts for movement. This descent into our couches is relatively new. It is only in the last century or so that we've had to think of exercising. Lethargy is suddenly an epidemic. Sitting is suddenly the new smoking. But the warning signs have been in place for some time. The future for life without movement is a future we are already beginning to live in. So many diseases are caused partly or wholly due to a fundamental lack of activity. And while we have cures, they do not always restore a pre-disease quality of life. Either way, do we really want it to get that far? The problem with fitness, and here I use a capital F, is that it is its own enemy, and that enemy is its reputation. A reputation that has been harnessed by a multi-billion dollar culture that favors speed over well-being, aesthetic over health, sweat over efficiency. There is little or no reward for incremental gain. Fitness looks hard. Weight maintenance looks difficult. It is a culture that has normalized half-truths for so long and so deeply that these have become part of our conditioning and discouraged us from seeking out our own path to better health. Normalize this. Fitness is easy. This book will show you that all it takes is 10 minutes a day to start that journey, and it is packed with exercise plans, movement ideas, and lifestyle changes. Get up, move with me, and see how your body and your life changes. Don't let those fingers win. This book has been divided into three parts. You can, of course, head straight to the workout section in part two, but we would recommend that you hear the chapters in the order they have been narrated. Skim through the 10-minute workout stacks to shortlist your first set of workouts, finish the rest of the book, and then go back to part two and start exercising. Each chapter has useful tips and insights based on my 30 years of fitness experience, so it may help to read them before you begin working out with this book. We are also extremely excited to announce that every exercise in the Perfect 10-minute workouts you can do anywhere has video instruction. All 10-minute stacks and warm-up and cool-down workouts have been designed and shot exclusively for you, and wherever possible, we have also provided easier, modified versions of the exercises. To access the videos, all you have to do is 1. Scan the QR code. 2. Select the 10-minute workout and exercise with me, a virtual one-on-one personal training session for every exercise in this book. The step-by-step workout instructions, which are being narrated, are simply backup options in case you have weak Wi-Fi or mobile phone connectivity or don't have access to your phone. Please refer to the attached PDF for the QR code. Forward. The first time I met Yasmin, I squeezed her arms. To be clear, this is not the way I normally behave. I mean, I don't usually meet people for the first time by squeezing them, but I couldn't help both notice and admire the sleekness of her arms. I want these, I remember saying. 3 weeks, she promised. And that was the beginning of our journey. For most of my career, I have worked with Yasmin on all my fitness goals. We have worked together on most of my films, and were able to achieve whatever fitness targets we had for that required role. We adapted our workouts to suit the objective and played with a mix of Pilates, functional training, high-intensity interval training or HIIT, aerobics, multifunctional training or MFT, among other things that made a big difference, sometimes in a very short space of time. She didn't just help me achieve every target I set out to achieve. She worked with me on building a solid foundation of muscle on which I could construct any fitness dream. With affection and without bias, I can say that Yasmin is one of the best fitness trainers we have. I see evidence of this in her commitment to excellence, her deep knowledge of her craft, her consistent investment in updating her skill set, and her insatiable, read insane, need to challenge her body. There is an age gap of over 10 years between us, and I mention it precisely because it is a huge inspiration to see someone older than me who is fitter than many half her age. It is easy to get complacent at her level, and she understands both the benefits of reinvention as well as the risks of stagnation. You can tell that she wants to be the best at what she does, and that she wants the best for her clients too. I am an actor, an entrepreneur, and now a wife. With every role I take on, the busier it gets. And it is so easy to succumb to the attitude of skipping a workout because I don't have a perfect 45 minutes for the gym. The perfect 10-minute workouts you can do anywhere has been written for the thousands of people Yas has met along the way who, like me, have the intention but don't always have the time. Or for those who saw fitness as something unattainable, a thing of fascination but not participation. Or for those who wanted to get fitter but didn't know where to begin. To them I say that I know how they feel, but we have to start somewhere. The perfect 10 is that somewhere. Its 10-minute stack approaches introduces, for the first time in India, a flexible way of working out that expands or contracts to suit the time you have available, with modifications for those entering the world of fitness for the first time. You'll also find advice on nutrition, sleep, hydration, pre-workout recipes, and how to break the dreaded fitness plateau. But I think its biggest benefit lies in the message it carries with its format, that consistency is better than perfection, that doing something for even 10 minutes a day is better than waiting for a perfect time to do more later, that while developing strength or stamina is crucial, equally important is building the fitness habit, and that if you just make that commitment to yourself, everything else you want will follow. No two fitness journeys are the same, and perfection is a matter of opinion. What I would say to someone who is starting their fitness journey is always start from where you are, and if you keep it consistent, you'll get to where you never thought you'd be. I speak from experience. Katrina Kaif, Mumbai, 2022. Introduction, an opening note by Yasmin. As a child, I was many things, but fit was not one of them. My older brother, the golden child, was a star athlete and a star student, and I felt that it was important to bring balance to the family, so I was neither. There would be no challenge for my parents if both their children were overachievers, I thought. No one was more surprised than I was when I chose fitness for a living because I spent my childhood resisting its call. My mother, the yoga nut, tried unsuccessfully to convince me to take the bus with her for classes. My father, a known pounder of the Mahalakshmi racecourse track, struggled in vain to get me to do more than quarter of a round. In school, they tried to suck me into sports, but I was too clever for them. I signed up for short part and javelin because I could do the most by moving the least. But it was my best friend, or rather her need to impress a boy, that was my first proper introduction to fitness. There was a 2-for-1 deal at a swanky new health club, and she blackmailed me into going with her, because that way we would each pay only half. Since I didn't want to upset her, I agreed. On our first day, while she confidently strode towards the weight section, I followed a small herd going into the aerobic studio. In my head, I was a fantastic dancer. Aerobics would be a breeze, I thought. It was more of a hurricane. When the class went right, I went left. I was consistently southeast to their northwest, and there wasn't one bum that hadn't met my foot. With the absence of any self-awareness, I also started coming early to reserve my spot right in front of the class. When someone justifiably asked me if I could go to the back because, in her words, I was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?